AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Israel's military says its forces struck targets throughout southern Lebanon overnight as Hezbollah reports intense fighting in the area. Lebanon's state-run news agency reports at least 18 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes. The fighting into Friday morning comes as planned talks in Switzerland between Iran and the U.S. over their efforts to reach a permanent end to the war were delayed. A new AP NORC poll finds President Trump's approval on Iran remains low at 34%. As people gather at events across the U.S. to celebrate Juneteenth, former President Barack Obama's Presidential Center will open to the public for the first time following yesterday's dedication ceremony.
Barack Obama has celebrated his Presidential Center opening with a star-studded group.
Hello, Chicago!
On the South Side, where he got his start and where wife Michelle was born, it was an extraordinary gathering.
Hi, I'm Bruce, and
From Bruce Springsteen to Bono and The Edge.
Oh, you love.
A 2008 Obama campaign theme song. The ex-president appeared to wipe a tear as wife Michelle spoke.
You made the hardest job in the world look like a walk in this beautiful park.
And when he took the mic.
I hope this center will serve as an affirmation of just how special, how precious our democracy truly is.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
A new Pew Research Center shows most mothers and fathers who work full-time say they sometimes parent while at work and vice versa. Most are upset to miss out on events with their kids, and many say they don't have enough time to exercise. This is AP News. An ancient oak tree said to have sheltered Robin Hood has died.
Here's Robin Hood's tree, the major oak at Edwinstone. It's been well looked after and surprisingly still lives in excellent shape in Sherwood Forest.
A report by British Movietone from more than half a century ago. But now that 1,200-year-old major oak is believed to have died.
They go into drought stress, so even a healthy tree would be feeling the pressures of those long, prolonged periods of dry.
Chloe Ryder with the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds.
We've seen the sharp decrease in vitality to its root system over the last few decades.
The flocks of human visitors to Sherwood Forest have compressed the soil around the Robin Hood tree, hindering rain from reaching its roots. And this spring, its gnarled limbs and sprawling canopy failed to sprout leaves. However, it will remain a natural monument and support the forest's ecosystem. I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.